Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, the sheriff, the trial for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, who I guess I was not clear that he was in jail in Illinois, Fred. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That was in the story today. So the trial was supposed to start today. And, you know, Alfred Montgomery comes into office after being elected last year, and then he handcuffs one of his deputies, and then he spends all kinds of money, and they try to kick him out of office. And obviously, Catherine Hanaway is now involved. Andrew Bailey was at first, but Catherine as AG. But the trial was supposed to start today. But here, let me see if I can get to this, because this this was confusing to me, and I guess I didn't know. You know, what's ironic is that his office, the sheriff's office, is responsible for transporting prisoners, right?
Yeah.
That's like kind of the main role. So the local paper has a story that says Montgomery is currently sitting in an Illinois jail on 6 charges, accusing him of handcuffing a city jail official, then tampering with witnesses to the investigation. So his lawyers asked federal authorities, I guess it would be U.S. Marshals would have to be involved, to transfer him to the city court, but a federal magistrate judge did not rule on the request. So they were supposed to start today, and then he didn't show up. So the judge, who he's a retired city circuit judge, but he's been ordered to oversee this case, said he was willing to wait. He goes, I don't see how a fair trial in this matter can occur without his presence. So I guess they're going to meet this afternoon to figure out
good
if he can
grief.
Be in court. I know, what a mess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and Catherine Hanaway will be on with us tomorrow afternoon, like in the 5 o'clock hour.
And we should know more at that point, I think, in the afternoon, whether or not he's going to, you know, be a part of the trial or not. So yesterday, President Trump was talking about McDonald's, and he was actually speaking to executives of McDonald's.
As you may have heard, I'm also one of your all-time most loyal customers. I really am. While other politicians fly around on campaign planes stocked with expensive catering, on Trump Force One, prior to ascending to Air Force, which is quite a nice plane also, we served only McDonald's almost every time. You fed us very well, and I even got Bobby Kennedy to eat a Big Mac.
Oh!
And he told me he loved it.
I love that. So, you know, I want to pair that with a story that I saw in the LA Times that says McDonald's is losing its low-income customers. Economists call it a symptom of the stark wealth divide. So I find this interesting because I, you know, my daughter was not into, this was a good thing, into McDonald's as much. Like my younger kids, or my older kids rather, in the 2000s, Fred, I don't know if you remember this, but they always knew the Happy Meals. They knew the toys that went with the Happy Meals. We had to go to McDonald's. We had to get the Happy Meals. It's bad parenting, I admit, right? But luckily with Alexa, she wasn't into McDonald's that much when she was little. Well, now she's 10 and she does like the Chicken McNuggets. And then I told you that I developed a new love for the Quarter Pounder because it had
been... It's the best one there.
Right. It had been years, but about a year and a half, maybe 2 years now, I told Becky, usually we kind of are partial to Culver's, and she was going to McDonald's. I said, you know what? I'm going to try a Quarter Pounder with cheese, double Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Can I tell you why?
It was delicious.
They're fresh made now.
Yeah.
It used to be like a frozen thing, and now they're fresh. The Quarter Pounder is fresh. That's why it's so good.
Okay. So I'm back in a little bit to McDonald's. Don't go there very often. But I do remember one time in June, I got off the air. This is before I was, you know, taking a bunch of time off. I went to McDonald's. I called Becky. I'm like, hey, let's just get McDonald's. And I go and I do the order for all three of us. And now we're getting shakes and stuff like that. But it's like $60 or something like that. I'm like, maybe it wasn't that much. But it was more than like I anticipated for an order from McDonald's. I may be inflating it a little bit too much. But back to the story in the LA Times, because they frame it this way. They say in the early 2000s, after a severe slump, McDonald's orchestrated a major turnaround with the introduction of the dollar menu. Remember, the menu, the items all cost $1, illustrated just how important it was to market to low-income consumers who value getting the most bang for their buck. So then the story says, coming at a time of flagging growth, tumbling stock, and the company's first report of a quarterly loss, the dollar menu reversed the fast food giant's bad fortune. It paved the way for 3 years of sales growth at stores open at least a year and ballooned revenue by 33%. That was back at the time. So one of the things that they say now is, and this is not just McDonald's, it's industry-wide, that fast food restaurants have seen traffic from low-income households drop by double digits. Traffic from higher earners increased by nearly as much. So how does that make sense, right?
Huh.
Long synonymous with cheap food for the masses, the struggle reflects a larger trend upending the consumer economy and makes, quote, affordability a hot topic. McDonald's executives say higher costs of restaurant essentials, such as beef and salaries, have pushed food prices up and driven away lower income customers who already are being squeezed by the rising cost of groceries, clothes, rent, and salary. And I believe that. That's true.
Well, plus the whole minimum wage has been pushed up in California. What is it now?
Right. Well, then you wonder what the items that you pay for here on the menu at McDonald's would cost compared to Los Angeles.
Right.
Right. And, you know, somebody's quoted in here, an analyst that says Happy Meals at McDonald's are prohibitively expensive for some people because there's been so much inflation. And, you know, I don't know what gets you out of this, right? Because there's challenges. And then you wonder, are the higher income people struggling so much where they're like, yeah, we're not going to that restaurant. We're going to McDonald's, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure what the issue is. But they point out, and look, I look at some of these economic indicators and I try to study some of this stuff because you look at what happened during the pandemic where we had a lot of people had cleared debt. We had an all-time low when it came to debt. And then everyone started, you know, cranking things on the credit cards in the last 3 years with inflation. And they say that the credit card delinquency rates with households that have less than $45,000 annually have huge, huge increases. Oh. And it says that delinquency rates for high and middle income households have flattened and stabilized. So everyone's getting hit, but the low-income people obviously get hit a lot harder. One other fast food-related story that I wanted to do here this afternoon, just because this is another thing that kind of caught me off guard, because I'm not, and I don't really do, you know, fast food that much. I've done more maybe in the last few years. Culver's I like. I mean, that's still fast food, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I do like, and you guys always make fun of me, I've had a Chick-fil-A sandwich, but it was at one of the swim meets. I've never actually been to Chick-fil-A myself. That's weird, right?
It is weird.
I do love Raising Cane's. And you guys like Raising Cane's?
Never been.
I do. Okay. I do like it. It's expensive.
All right. Well, so you've never been to Raising Cane's. One of the things about Cane's that I love and my daughter loves, so I mentioned she's going to get some dinner before Wicked tonight with Hannah. They may go to Cane's because she loves it so much. But the Cane's sauce, Fred, is really, really good.
What is it, people?
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. This is in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Locked in a safe at an undisclosed location sits the key to the success of America's hottest chicken chain. A list handwritten some 30 years ago by the co-founder of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. It is the only physical copy of the recipe for the chain's famous sauce.
Wow.
Few people, Sue, have ever seen it. And while copycat recipes and alleged leaks from disgruntled employees abound, the company says only those who have seen the list really know how to make cane sauce. And they say it's just one of the several security protocols that they have. You know, you got NDAs, there's unmarked ingredient packages, and all this stuff that they have to do to protect the sauce. So this was founded in 1996 by Todd Graves and Craig Silvey. They pitched an idea in a business class in college. And they have grown to almost 1,000 locations. And look, it's got five items on the menu. That's the brilliance
of
raising. Yeah, that's it. You can get chicken tenders, and then you get more chicken tenders, and then you can get chicken tenders, and then you get fries and coleslaw. That's the five items. I may be skipping a couple there. But no, it's simple. It's simplistic. And then what I'm told all the time is, and I love the sauce. My daughter always says, get the cane sauce. So they say it's a, they describe it in the Wall Street Journal as a salmon-colored mix that allegedly uses ketchup, mayonnaise, Worcestershire as a base, which makes sense, right? Has probably played the biggest role in driving business and whipping caniacs into a frenzy. So it's not just my daughter. It's not just me. The cane sauce is amazing. They go through 800 million 4-ounce sauces a year, and it's top secret, but they're making a lot of money at cane. So I thought that was kind of a cool story that was in the Wall Street Journal. People can't afford McDonald's, but they can afford Cane's, I guess, is what the moral to that story is. We have Senator Schmidt coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have Sue's News just around the corner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We got tickets to give away to, you know, they're calling this the Double Trouble, Double Vision Tour. Leonard Skinner and
Foreigner. I see what they did there.
Yeah, see how I might have reversed the doubles and the troubles there. But if you're calling number 3 right now, you get a pair of tickets to see Foreigner and Leonard Skinner at the amphitheater August 6th of next summer. It'll be guaranteed 65, 68 degrees on that night. There's no doubt about it. Early August, St. Louis, one of the most comfortable times to be here in St. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, call number 3 on the contest line, 241-9797. You are a winner from 97.1 FM Talk. I also have some guns and I was combining Sue's News because I was looking at this. Guns and Sue's News. Guns and Hoses tickets to give away. Good Lord. Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News.
presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
Whenever we play the Foreigner jukebox hero, I am taken back to the Checker Dome. Was it the arena at the time when they were in town with that album and blew up that giant jukebox?
And I was
there. Were you there, Fred?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
there.
We were all three there.
I forgot all about that.
I love that.
Do you remember who opened up for them that night?
Was it Joan Jett or was that someone?
Oh, it could have been Joan Jett.
Yeah. Could it potentially have been Blue Oyster Cult?
No.
Okay.
No.
Joan Jett, I know I saw back then, so it could have been
it
her.
It might have been her. But we were also at two other concerts altogether and didn't know it, so it could have been. It's National Princess Day. It's the birthday of Mickey Mouse. But most importantly, it's National Vichy Swan Day. Fred?
No, I don't know. No. What exactly is Vichy Swan?
It's that cold potato soup.
Yeah, no.
What about you?
I might do that. I don't know. I think I've had it before and it's okay.
I'd rather have it warm. It's not necessary, Fred.
Right.
It's unnecessary. And 8 years ago today, now this will take music, and I'm trying to tell you now, Mark Reardon.
I know, but I'm looking at who toured with Foreigner. I'm sorry, I'm very distracted.
I know that.
Well, I have an interesting answer to that, too, but go ahead. You tell me what I'm supposed to play right now.
8 years ago, in 2017, AC/DC founder, so that should tell you, Malcolm Young passed away 8 years ago. He was only 64, and his nephew Stevie has replaced him on rhythm guitar in the band. And here he is, though. This is Malcolm at Thunderstruck. It goes on for a while. Yeah,
great song, though.
Stevie is the son of Malcolm and Angus's older brother, Stephen. So it's kind of still a family affair. But, yeah. And then I went down a rabbit hole and looked at pictures from the funeral and saw his son and all the rest of it. But, yeah, and AC/DC, as we know, still on tour. Because they just did that bagpipe concert with the most bagpipes in Australia.
Well, they're coming here to the gross, disgusting dome next year.
Oh, yay. Did you find the answers?
I didn't, because it says Foreigner was here in 1991 with the Michael Stanley Band.
That's not the one that I saw.
And I have seen the Michael Stanley Band many times, but I just looked for Foreigner for tour, and it doesn't say... You know, anything about that. I'll figure it out, though.
Was that on the album for Jukebox Hero? Or was it a Jukebox Hero, the album? I don't remember.
Maybe that's what I'm doing.
Try that.
I'll figure it out.
That way you'll be distracted for the next 2 minutes.
Right.
Fred.
If you need my attention, just tell me. Okay,
all right. KFC wants us to eat fried chicken on Thanksgiving instead of turkey. I guess that's not a surprise. They added a new festive feast meal that comes with a bucket of chicken, mashed potatoes, biscuits, and listen to this, a flight of three different gravies. You can have brown, white peppercorn, and a new one called Southern Cheddar.
I like the idea of a flight of gravies.
I thought that was a kind of a genius idea. And this is all just $25. You get 8 pieces of chicken, 2 sides of mashed potatoes, 4 biscuits, and 3 types of gravy.
I tell you, there's a Kentucky Fried Chicken right beneath us here in this building.
Yeah, there is.
And sometimes the odor comes up here. It's great.
You get, when my mom didn't feel well and she'd say, I don't really want anything to eat, I would get her KFC and she would eat it. Because, you know?
No joke. Same thing with my mom.
Oh, my gosh,
I'm
Fred.
Not kidding about that.
Wow.
She loved Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes.
When she was not feeling well, we'd go get some.
Yep. Oh, wow, Fred, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because they'll eat it regardless. It's just so good. Anyway, the press release cited some poll that found that 35% of Americans don't like turkey, so that's their target market. And I bet they do well with it. It's not that expensive. And it's fried chicken, and you get a flight of gravy. What's not to love? Did you
Delicious.
Find the answer yet,
no.
by the way?
Damn it. I'm legitimately pissed off because, look, the Jukebox Hero was definitely on Foreigner 4.
Okay.
But that was in 19... So Foreigner 4 comes out in 1981. Foreigner 4 is 1981. But Agent Provocateur is from 1983, and that has I Want to Know What Love Is. But I'm still thinking it had to have been the Foreigner 4 tour. So maybe they came through twice.
Somebody tell us. Somebody, we're not the only ones there. Okay, you got to play.
But see, now I'm going to be frustrated because I know that I actually have, and this is another thing that's frustrating. I have an entire photo album with all my backstage passes and my concert tickets, and I remember having a ticket for this, and it would show who the warm-up was on the ticket. The problem is I had these two photo albums. I have no idea where they are.
Oh,
At one point, I took them out when Cheap Trick was here years ago because I had pictures of Cheap Trick and I wanted to get the same versions of the pictures taken, which I did, actually, when I was backstage. But now I have no idea what I did with all those.
Okay.
It's quite troubling.
That's a sad story.
Because I had a lot of really cool pictures. I had pictures with the Michael Stanley Band. I had pictures with Cheap Trick. Uh-huh. I had pictures with all these people. And now I can't find them, Sue.
Here's comedian James Gregory on what happens for some families after Thanksgiving dinner. I just found this kind of amusing.
Okay, I almost played Thunderstruck. Yeah,
this is going to remind you of somebody you know. Maybe your favorite aunt, your grandmother. You see those special occasions, you know, Thanksgiving. Get up from the supper table. Everybody else is already up from the table. And she would just yell to the next room. I'll be there in a minute. I'm just going to get a biscuit and sop this up. That could be what's wrong with the country. A whole generation of Americans who've never heard the expression, sop it up. And then she'd come into the living room and flop down in the nearest chair, the first chair she came to. Oh, Lord. I ate more than I planned to. I think starting tomorrow, I'm going to go on some kind of a diet. Well, no, I can't tomorrow. Hell, we're going to Cracker Barrel tomorrow. If y'all would wait a few minutes, I'd help with those dishes.
Oh, that just abuses
that guy?
Me.
James Gregory.
James Gregory. He's the Southern guy. You look at him, look him up, and you'll go, oh, yeah, that guy. All right, a survey by American Christmas Tree Association, some would call it the American Christmas Tree Association if they could read, found fake trees are now the norm, and it's not even close. Mark Reardon, you have some real.
Two fake, one. We're going to get one real. We always do one real.
I respect that. Fred, are you fake?
We are too fake.
Well, you are the norm. I am only one, and it's real. But 83% of people planning to put up a tree this year will use a fake one. Dang, that is,
you know,
just so much.
One of the problems is, whether it's a problem or not, is let's just admit, these fake trees have gotten very, very beautiful.
You know
there's
you're
some
right.
Really, and that's why they're not cheap. A lot of them aren't cheap. But they look so real, and it's so simple to do. And, you know, sometimes getting the good quality fresh tree is not easy either.
Well, that's true.
I might be slow on this, but, you know, we always have two trees in our house. But, like, this year, Marie says, let's do one on the front porch, too.
Oh, that's nice. I mean,
is that a
why
trend?
Not?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think some people do
some
that.
Some people do it.
It looks nice. You know what I'm seeing now is, well, it's pretty much Mark's neighborhood, except they have built-in lights. So you could just program them. Here, we're doing orange for Thanksgiving or for, you know, Halloween. Here, we'll do, because we have one in the neighborhood that's really nice. They have, like, mildly kind of twinkle lights, but not twinkly on, off, just kind of a little bit here.
Subtle.
And I really like those. But then they hit a button and changed it to something that looks like Light Bright, and I hate it.
I've got a guy in our neighborhood that has the same thing. And whenever I'm walking past his house walking the dog, I can tell when he's on his phone changing the settings.
Oh, that's
because it goes from color to color to color in different arrangements real quickly.
Oh, gosh, that is funny. But that's what they're saying. Only 17% of people, or 1 in 6, will buy a real one. I just like the smell. It just smells so good.
You know, this will be, it's always interesting. Like, we didn't know exactly how the bunny would handle the Christmas tree. He didn't really care that much, honestly. But now we got the puppy. So I don't know how Max will deal with it. Well, it's always a challenge, right?
You know what? This is the first time I'm going to get a full size with Oscar the Bulldog, who still has energy at age 5. I always have gotten a smaller one up on a table. I mean, 2 or 3 feet.
Right.
But still up. This year, I'm going to put it on the ground. Let's all say a prayer for that.
Yes, Godspeed.
And thank you. Appreciate it. And according to Google Keyword Planner data, which we all go by, the Philadelphia Eagles are hated. They are the most hated football team instead of the Chiefs, which is more than any other team. They are hated in 13 states, followed by the Raiders in 8 states, including Missouri. Why do we hate the Raiders?
Well, I don't know. Because of the Chiefs rivalry. I mean, the Raiders were always the Chiefs rival.
Jets and Packers in 6 states. They are the most hated, including Illinois. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. More football. There have been 1,094 different final score combos in NFL history. The most recent addition was the Texans and Jacksonville, 36-29. There'd never been a 36-29 final score before.
I love it when that happens.
Nuts.
That is nuts. Thank you, Sue. Yeah. Wrapping up a Tuesday edition. Senator Schmitz coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, we continue to be frustrated that we can't find out who opened up for Foreigner here in St. Louis.
I found more.
Oh, you did? But you did say that Joan Jett was the one.
For police.
She opened up for the Police on the Synchronicity Tour, right?
Correct.
Yes, and we were all at that.
Yeah. And then it turned into, it was 1984 we saw Foreigner. And
that's what we're
saying.
We're convinced of that at this point? Okay.
It's either, well, Loverboy was on part of the tour with them, and I did see Loverboy, but
too.
I thought that was a separate concert,
yeah,
wasn't
me too.
It? This says Giuffria, G-I-U-F-F-R-I-A was the opening band.
No idea what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is at all.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
But, you know, the internet is full of so many different things, and usually you just have to kind of, and this is what I did. I just plugged in Foreigner 4 Tour, Checkerdome, or the Arena St. Louis, and they take me back to 1981. And
it's too far.
Yeah, right.
That's
so
Michael Stanley.
I'm confused. Yeah, and that was, I don't think I went to that one because I wasn't going to concerts regularly in 1981, but by 1982 and 83, I certainly was. We have Senator Schmitt, who is on the floor of the United States Senate right now, so he's going to jump on here with us in just a couple of minutes. This is really stunning when you think about it. This is an ad that's been put out, and it's really, really slick. I don't know who produced it, by Democrat lawmakers, essentially telling people to, if you're in the military or ICE or the CIA, and if you get orders from your superior, just ignore them.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you. We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
You can recognize some of the typical voices in there, like Chris Murphy and AOC, and they're basically advocating for people in the military, the CIA, just to do un-American things, I guess, right? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, like there's no law.
Senator Eric Schmidt is with us this afternoon. Had you heard that slickly produced little spot there from your friends on the other side of the aisle?
I saw it on the plane ride from St. Louis to Washington a couple hours ago, and I posted about it that it sounded a little bit insurrection-y.
Yeah.
Sounded a little bit, surprised anymore. It's just, at the end of the day, Mark, what this is about is they still are so upset that Trump won, and they're actually asking now for the military and the intelligence community to intervene. And we saw over the last almost 10 years was the intelligence community did intervene. They created this fake Russia hoax. They, you know, the FBI suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story. I mean, this story goes on and on and on. And here you go. You've got elected leaders now calling on these folks, the deep state, as it were, I guess, to get more involved. It's really shameful.
Yeah, but it's not like anyone in the government tracked the phones of United States senators or anything like that, right? I mean, that didn't happen. Oh, my gosh. So give us the latest here on Arctic Frost. And I know that you're calling in particular for one judge to step down.
So I know that the listeners can, it's a very educated audience you have, but sometimes this stuff can get a little bit confusing. What Arctic Frost is, it was the investigation that Jack Smith opened up 3 days after President Trump announced he was running for president in 2022. He went back and subpoenaed phone records, any communications of senators, organizations, hundreds of people in this dragnet, the Soviet-style dragnet, I guess, to criminally prosecute anybody who had an adverse opinion to Joe Biden under the auspices of January 6th. And it was widespread. We've never seen anything like this before. What Judge Boasberg's role, which he's kind of famous from the FISA court, he's famous from some of his ridiculous cases he got and ruled on early on, illegal immigration cases. His role was he was a judge that Jack Smith went to when he got these subpoenas, and Boasberg has attached to the subpoenas to the phone company saying, you can't tell senators that they're being subpoenaed, even though a federal law requires that. You can't tell them because I am finding that they will destroy evidence, right? No hearing on it, that he just decided that these senators, and I wasn't one of them, I was chairman of Republican AG Association at the time, which also was subpoenaed, by the way, but that is just outrageous. So Boasberg, not only did he get these cases when he wasn't, you know, we need to find out how he got some of these cases early on. Not only did when before President Trump was sworn in say that, you know, essentially alluding to the fact he was going to thwart the president's agenda, which violates a number of, provisions of the Judicial Code of Conduct. But now here you go with an totally unsubstantiated finding that senators would destroy evidence if the phone companies told them that their, you know, phones were being surveilled. So this guy is the definition of a rogue judge. And so what I led a letter on just the other day was to go to the D.C. Circuit and say, this guy needs to be suspended. He shouldn't be hearing any cases while the impeachment, which is hopefully going to start in the House, of Judge Boasberg begins.
Yeah, because the articles of impeachment have already been filed, right? So what you're saying is during this process, he should not be able to be on the bench.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And I think taking this stuff on, I think people are ready for some action here. And I don't throw that out lightly. I've never called for the impeachment of a judge before. But I think that when you have someone that's gone this rogue, who really isn't interested in being a judge, but more of a political player wearing a blue jersey, he's sort of thrown off the black robe a long time ago.
Absolutely. Senator Eric Schmidt with us this afternoon. Let's talk about the shutdown and the waste of time that was, because it really is unbelievable. And, you know, with the help of the legacy media, I guess some of the polling was showing that you guys were getting blamed for this, but it was clearly the fault of one side. And in the end, they don't get anything in return whatsoever.
Yeah, they got nothing out of it. They tried to get some, first their formal offer was to undo all the tax cuts for the American people, all the reforms where able-bodied adults actually had to work or volunteer 80 hours a month, all that stuff that we did that was good for the American people, they wanted that unwound. And then they kind of settled on this healthcare issue, which was a permanent inclusion of the subsidy for people making over 400% of the federal poverty level that didn't even go to individuals. It made insurance companies super rich. If anything, Mark, though, it has exposed that even Democrats are admitting now that Obamacare has been a failure for working families. Costs have gone up astronomically. Premiums are up 80-90%, and the profits of insurance companies and their stock prices are up over 1,000% in that same period of time. So it's been a disaster for people, but they didn't get anything out of it. And I was on your show. We talked about this. you can't hold other you can't hold government funding hostage for other policy objectives. That kind of has to remain in its own lane. And you can argue about priorities in a budget process, but not when you have this kind of shutdown politics. So what we're doing is we're moving on to appropriations bills, which is what John Thune said we were going to do all along. Chuck Schumer never did it. So instead of getting to these end of the fiscal year with no appropriations bills, we're actually doing that. In fact, we're going to be doing that again this week now that we're back. So that's the way this thing should run, as opposed to these omnibus bills in the middle of the night. The Democrats, you know, played this game and they blinked and they got nothing, and the American people suffered. Flights were delayed. People didn't get paid for three paychecks. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous. Now, how do you think that the Obamacare subsidies in particular will be handled moving forward through the end of the year? Where are you on that?
Well, I can't. You have to have reform. I mean, you can't have, you know, tens of billions of dollars essentially being pocketed by the insurance companies, because up to 40% of these, Mark, they were never utilized, meaning the brokers were making commissions on it. The insurance companies got the tens of billions of subsidies, and people weren't using it, whether or not they even knew they were signed up or not. So there has to be real reform here. And again, this was a subsidy, a COVID-era temporary subsidy that the Democrats set to expire at the end of this year. So when they enacted Obamacare, Mark, they didn't want any Republican input. If you remember, they did it by reconciliation, right? Because Massachusetts sent Scott Brown to not have 60 votes in the Senate. Remember
that?
Did it with 51 votes. So then they do this temporary subsidy in one of the Biden Inflation Reduction Act legislation without any Republican votes. So they never consulted Republicans on any kind of reform. And so I think if we're going to move forward on anything, there has to be a lot of reform infused here. So it's not going to look like what it looked like before. If we can come to any resolution on it at all, I don't know. But I'm more than willing to have the debate on health care because Obamacare has been a disaster for people.
I want you to talk about Antifa and what happened with that being designated a terror organization, because you played a role in that, didn't you?
Yeah. So, you know, I had a hearing. I think it came on your show, talked about we had a hearing on political violence in this country. I said, don't give me this both sides BS. You've seen a rise on the left with political violence. 25% of people who describe themselves as very liberal believe that political violence is justified, compared to 3% on the very conservative side. 3% too many, but it's not the same thing. So there's something happening on the left, and Antifa is the tip of the spear. And, you know, it's just an anarchist movement. It's not a thing. It's not an organization. That's nonsense. And so when we wrote our letter to the State Department, we said, this is an international terrorist organization. They should be designated as a foreign terrorist organization, because look at all this stuff. Look at the international web of safe houses. Look at how they coordinate funding. And so we made the case to the State Department. Our team worked with them. Secretary of State Rubio and his team were very open to this concept. And so last week, they designated four European Antifa organizations as foreign terrorist organizations. You can freeze bank accounts, but those investigations can go from there. And that'll have an impact in the United States, because there's United States Antifa organizations that work with them as well. So if we're serious about left-wing political violence, if we're serious about political violence at all, you actually have to get to the people who are doing it. The organizations that are dropping off bricks at night, that have the safe houses, that are funding the attacks on our law enforcement officers and our ICE agents. So this is a very, very important step.
Was election day a couple of weeks ago on Tuesday that went, you know, for these Democrats in deep blue states, a message sent to Republicans and President Trump or not?
I just don't think you, and I said it before, so I'm trying to be consistent. I just don't think you take much from a, it's not even a midterm. It's a 1 year out and a couple of states that are blue states. I think the one thing you could take from it was just how radical the candidates the Democrats elected were. I mean, on one hand, you have the communist in New York, Mondami, right? Who's the commie Mondami. And then you had the guy, the AG in Virginia, who fantasized
about murdering
his political opponents and murdering kids. Like, that's who they elected. So I think what it tells you is that the Democrat Party has been captured by the left here. The Democrats that, you know, the Truman Democrats that existed, and maybe even some that I served with in the Missouri Senate 10, 15 years ago, they're not in elected office anymore. They've been pushed out. And so now you're left with these really radical individuals that are going to be the standard bearers for the party. So it probably is good politics for Republicans to be able to point to a guy like Mondami, but it's terrible for New York. I mean, I do feel bad for, you know, one of the great American cities is now going to see what it's like to have a heavy dose of communism shoved down their throat.
Well, I know it's been a very stressful period. You've been in D.C. quite a bit, and you came back home a little bit last week, but I hope you get some time to detox with the family during Thanksgiving and have a little fun before going back to work before Christmas, because the House members got to be back in the district. Not that they weren't working. Of course they were, right? But you guys were stuck in Washington a little bit more, weren't you?
Yes, we were. We were there weekends and So, but look, that's, you sign up to do this job, but yeah, so I'll be, you know, hoping Mizzou can pull off the upset against Oklahoma this weekend and seeing what the Cardinals have brewing up for revitalizing this organization.
Yeah, good luck with the latter part of that. We'll see what happens. I'm on the Mizzou train. Thank you, Senator. We'll talk soon. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, Mark.
All right, we'll see you. Well, I'm not the biggest soccer football guy on the planet, but I certainly know who Ronaldo is. And he was actually at the White House today. And I'm not sure if he met Trump, but Trump, the president, was hosting, and this was a little controversial earlier, and I can get into that as well, Mohammed bin Salman, who's the Saudi crown prince at the White House. And Ronaldo is, you know, beyond being one of the most famous soccer players on the planet, he is the face of the Saudi Pro League. But he said he wanted to meet the president. He hasn't met the president. He wants to meet him.
One of the guys that I want to meet. Mm. I wish one day, if you have
Donald
an opportunity,
Trump. I can make that happen.
Make that happen. Mm. I'll tell him that one of the guys that I want to sit to have a nice talk, it was one of the guys.
Donald Trump.
That's Piers Morgan there. I don't know if that got arranged. It would not surprise me, though, if they met sometime today. But so the Saudi prince was doing an event with the president this morning. And there's a reporter at ABC, Mary Bruce, who is probably one of the more anti-Trump so-called journalists out there. And she asked a question, and it didn't go. No, look, I don't think this is an inappropriate question, but it was the tone, I think, that the president took issue with, and he just hammers Mary Bruce.
It's been painful for us in Saudi Arabia. We've did all the right.
Well, hang on a second. That's actually the crown prince answering that question. I want to see if I can get the one here where he's heaping praise and the ABC question comes in. Here we go.
Mr. President, is it appropriate, Mr. President, for your family to be doing business in Saudi Arabia while you're president? Is that a conflict of interest? And Your Royal Highness, the U.S. intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office.
Who are you with? Who are
Why
you?
Should Americans trust
who are you?
You
with?
And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question.
Thank you.
I have nothing to do with the family business. I have left, and when I've devoted 100% of my energy, what my family does is fine. They do business all over. They've done very little with Saudi Arabia, actually. I'm sure they could do a lot. And anything they've done has been very good. That's what we've done. We've built a tremendous business for a long time. I've been very successful. I decided to leave that success behind and make America very successful.
So you might remember, I don't know if you do remember Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist that went into the Saudi embassy and never came out. So he was murdered. And that was what the question was about. Now, the crown prince denies any involvement in this. This is one of those very uncomfortable, you know, subjects, because this guy worked for the Washington Post. He was clearly taken out. The circumstances are still mysterious.
We've worked with all presidents.
Does Trump blow him all away?
I played the wrong one again. This is where I don't agree with Trump, because he goes after Mary Bruce, which is fine, but he starts talking about the license.
Mr. President, why wait for Congress to release the Epstein files? Why not just do it now?
You know, it's not the question that I mind. It's your attitude. I think you are a terrible reporter. It's the way you ask these questions. You start off with a man who's highly respected, asking him a horrible, insubordinate, and just a terrible question. And you could even ask that same exact question nicely. You're all psyched, or somebody psychs you over at ABC, you're going to psych it. You're a terrible person and a terrible reporter. I think the license should be taken away from ABC. Because your news is so fake and it's so wrong. And we have a great commissioner, the chairman, who should look at that.
Yeah, see, I don't think so. This is where he goes off the rails. I don't like that at all. Look, the bottom line is Mary Bruce's point was valid, that the CIA did determine that Khashoggi had been murdered and that the crown prince was involved in that. Now, you know, whether or not he should have been in the Oval Office, at one point the president said things happen. Well, things do happen, and I know that these are very complicated geopolitical issues, but that was not an inappropriate question. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when he veers into the license thing because he doesn't like it, he wants to beat up on Mary Bruce or any of these reporters for their questions, that's fine. But let's not threaten Brendan Carr and do all that Jimmy Kimmel's.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.